And now the European Commission's Prague office hosted a conference on Friday on Slovenia's experience in adopting the single European currency and how the Czech Republic could learn from it. Unlike Slovenia, which joined the Eurozone in 2007, or Slovakia, which will join in 2009, the Czech Republic has no fixed target date for euro adoption, and it will be many years before the euro arrives. So what can the Czechs learn from Ljubljana? Rob Cameron reports.
It's a project that involves everybody, the state and its entire bureaucratic structure.
Slovenia's finance minister Andrej Bajuk speaking to Czech officials and financial journalists on the Slovene experience of trading in their tolars. Despite a nasty brush with inflation, which Mr. Bajuk said, contrary to popular belief, was largely unrelated to the euro, Slovenes seem to have adjusted well to the transition.
The euro acted as a breath of normality in our economic...
There's a very different picture here in the Czech Republic. Prague has abandoned its target date of 2010, chiefly due to its high budget deficit. But the country's euro entry coordinator, Oldřich Dědek, told the audience 2012 was still realistic. Sitting by his side was Central Bank Governor Zdeněk Tuma, who earlier this month said the Czechs could wait until 2019, when the country celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Czech, or rather Czechoslovak, crown. That alarmed those who want the Czechs to join sooner rather than later. Among them is Tomáš Sedláček, chief economic strategist for the Czech bank Čes OB. I sat down with him at the ornate Café Savoy and asked him to weigh up the pros and cons of euro entry.
Euro does have its costs. Like everything in today's world, there is very few areas where it's clearly win-win, and we have to very carefully weigh advantages and disadvantages. Now, if you look around Europe, most European countries have come to a very clear conclusion that they do benefit or will benefit from the euro adoption. And from the past history of the 10 years that we've seen the euro being alive, we've seen a tremendous success that nobody, I underline, expected.
I'd just like to try a little experiment now. Can you tell me, can we pay with euros here?
Yeah, you can pay in a euro.
It's no problem to pay in euros.
It's no problem.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, so proof there that the euro has become almost an inevitability, because we're sitting here in a cafe in a city in a country which is not going to adopt the euro for many, many years, but it seems to be no problem to use them.
We talk of spontaneous euroization. We have a lot of tourists that come here with euros kind of expecting, listen, we're in Europe, why can't we use our currency? A lot of companies are also doing this because this is a natural way to hedge against the strengthening of the koruna. Banks do this, so you see a lot of operations already actually being signed in euro terms.
The Czechs, of course, have to adopt the single European currency. It was one of the conditions for joining the EU in 2004. But the centre-right government says its strategy is to reform the country's public finances first and adopt the euro afterwards to lessen the economic pain. Most analysts, therefore, don't believe the Czech Republic will ditch the crown and adopt the euro until 2013.
Rob Cameron, thanks for